Hey everyone, I'm back. Welcome to the Nude Life. Yep, this is Chef Martin with y'all, all right? Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on here. I took a year off. As y'all know, I moved to Italy. Loving Italy. I'm loving it, all right? So, yeah, it's just been real busy. So, let's just get on with the show. I mean, basically, I'm just going to catch y'all up what's been going on with me. Yes, I'm still a naturalist, a nudist, all right? I'm sitting here in my home. Yep, full nature. I do have my cowboy hat on and my flip-flops, all right? And my glasses. I'm getting older now, so I got to wear some glasses to read anyway. All right, yeah, I took a break. I needed it for myself. I just wanted to get there. Let me put it like that. All right. As y'all know, some of my past programs, I was stuck in Germany during this COVID. I was locked down for 27 days, and I finally got back to Italy. Well, I've been here. I've been traveling a lot. Okay, now we are restricted in travel. You can only travel for work, okay, or if you're a needed person. So I've been traveling. I just got back from Bulgaria. Beautiful country, beautiful drive there and back. I start in Italy, I go through Slovenia, Croatia, Hungary. This time I didn't go through Hungary, but I did go through, all these other different countries. Serbia went through there. And then I entered Bulgaria, and I thought Arkansas had the worst roads. No, Bulgaria is pretty close, and Serbia's roads are like Arkansas, all right? But it was a good drive. I had a lot of time to think to myself. Again, because of restrictions, I haven't been able to go out to nudist locations. You know, I still cook. I'm still cooking, and I'll get to that part in a little bit. I'm still cooking. I still cook for all my neighbors. Every now and then we'll all get together and eat outside, or, you know, Taco Tuesday. And they know I walk around in only my apron and my flip-flops and my cowboy hat. But they know, and it's pretty cool. I like living here. Some of the new foods that I've been experimenting with, y'all know I specialize in Mexican and Tex-Mex. Well, I've been doing Italian pasta from scratch. Been doing some Asian food, and I've been incorporating all of those foods together, and it's coming out pretty good. I make my own tortillas. You know, I still cook for private parties per se, but it, again, because of restriction and you can't get together, you know, things like that, I haven't done any of those lately. And it's because of that. It's because of restrictions. Everybody's ready to go back to normal. We do walk around with masks here. What else? It's rough. It's tough. Today it's cloudy. I'm looking outside right now. It's cloudy, gray skies. Been raining all day. About in the mid-50s. About mid-50s outside. So I'm making some caldo for dinner. I'm going to make a caldo de pollo, chicken soup. Let me put it like that, chicken rice soup. So I have that going in my slow cooker. Life is good right now. You know, we're everything's starting to get back to normal. It's been rough on people. Everywhere I go, I mean, it's rough. I see businesses that have been shut down. You know, they're closed forever. They'll never open again. And I'll say this, if you live in a community, support your local businesses, all right? Support them. They need your support, all right? I've seen a lot of people hurting here. Again, Belgium was awesome, all right? I loved Belgium. I went to Germany. I went again to Germany for a second trip. I spent about a month this time there. It was pretty cool. When I went to Romania, I stayed on the beachfront. That was nice. But it was 30 degrees, 30, 40 degrees. So it was cold. It was cold. I did walk around, you know, and I had a good time there. My last travel down south was to the Amalfi Coast. The Amalfi Coast transfers are who I use when I travel down there. They drive me around. They pick me up at Naples, because that's as far as I'm going to go. And they pick me up at Naples, and then they'll take me down to Amalfi Coast. If you've never seen pictures of Amalfi Coast, you need to Google and look at some of those photos. You'll see why I don't drive in Amalfi Coast, all right? But they pick me up. Last time I went, I took a train from Verona, which is about 45 minutes from here. I live in close to Vicenza. So I grab a train to Verona. From Verona, I catch it down to Rome. And then I'll stay the night in Rome, you know, just sightseeing, just being a tourist. And then the next morning, I'll catch it going down to Naples. And then that's where they'll pick me up. And then we start touring. The company is very awesome. The lady's name is Mena. And she sets everything up for me, from zip lining to cooking classes to sightseeing to white wine tasting. Sets me up in a little apartment. And then once I get to the apartment, I've already been to Amalfi, so I go to see my regular friends that I've met there, you know, and it's pretty cool to see some of those people again. Those are familia, they're family. So it does me good when I go down there. That's what I'm waiting on, these restrictions to finally open. I want to go down there. Now, due to the restrictions, I haven't been to any nudist places, any new nudist locations. I'm biting at the bit to get to Greece. Greece has some awesome ones. And there's two more here in Italy, one here near me, but they're locked down. So once they open up, I'll go there and I'll do podcasting from there. I want to start podcasting again. I'm trying for once a week. All right. That's if I'm not on travel. Even if I am, I'm looking at once a week. Just keep y'all up. And it's been good. I've had fun. I've had my down days too, though. So, but yeah, Greece is my place I want to go to. I wish Spain would open up. I want to go there. I want to go do the bull run. As y'all know, I did the bull runs in Texas and in Florida. So I'm waiting to run with the big boys, the bulls of Spain. That's what I want to go do. That's on my bucket list. So for right now, I know this is short. I just wanted to catch y'all up. I just wanted to reintroduce myself. And thank y'all. Thank you. If y'all are old regular listeners, thank you for being patient with me. I just needed the time to get away. All right. This is Chef Martin. All right. Y'all take care of each other. Adios.